countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
There are more than 6 million cattle in Ireland, but the most common breeds are not native to this island at all. In fact, there are just a handful of native Irish cattle breeds. You might have heard, I'm sure you have, of Irish Moyles and Kerry Blues. Sure you have. And last year, Drimmen cattle officially joined this list. Drimmen cattle were on the brink of extinction until 15 dedicated breeders came together in 2011. Their very first task was to establish that these cattle are a unique breed. It was a long, long process. And on the very day they finally got their herd status, Hannah Quinn Mulligan met with the breeders and, of course, the cattle.
Without getting recognised as a breed, we were at nothing. You're always tottering on the edge of extinction.
Limerick farmer Tom Keane is one of 15 farmers who's been tirelessly campaigning to get official recognition for the native Irish Drimmen cow. Meaning whiteback in Irish, their traditional large curved horns and unusual blue-grey speckled markings meant many Irish farmers labelled them as mongrels, with numbers falling to 200 breeding cows.
In 2001 we were surprised that they even still existed. So we got a few, and there was a few other people who were able to get bulls and whatever. But we obviously were realistic. We realised whatever they were highly adulterated.
Thanks to genetic testing, the herd finally gained official recognition last year.
It's not that we did anything good that other people hadn't tried to do. At least since the 1970s, there had been various attempts to get them recognised as a breed. But I suppose the geneticists were able to isolate the Drimmen gene, and so with that in mind, we were then able to work with the department and doing herd book rules, become a cooperative, and we know where to go. Every animal is tested for purity, and every male animal is tested in terms of co-ancestry with the females, so that we can breed for greater purity without getting caught by inbreeding.
The Drimmen has played an important part in Irish farming through the years. As chair of the Drimmen Society, Matt English Hayden explains.
You could go back thousands of years because that's where the ancestry comes from. And the entire Irish economy was based around the cow. In Brehon law, the unit of currency was made cow. And if you bought a cow off me and she didn't give 4 gallons, you brought her back, she wasn't good enough. So in other words, they were capable of milking quite well back then, and there's no reason they won't do it now.
Do you have the breed at home, and how many would you have at home?
Yes, I'm making about 20 of them.
You're milking them?
Yes.
Are you the only native Irish breed that's being
milked? No, I'm not. There's a number of other people making some of them, okay. And we have a number of other people looking to buy them to actually milk as well.
And what are yields like for them?
Yields at present on a very basic spring system are between 5,000 and 5,500 litres. And I'd be hoping to settle in over 5,500 litres as numbers go.
What do you do with all the milk is the obvious question.
Glanbia.
Glanbia, really?
Yeah.
Glanbia. And are you milking a normal conventional commercial herd next
yes.
to
it? Okay. Yes.
And so they go through the parlour the same
they
way?
They go through the parlour that the quietest breed will have.
Not content with simply being a good milker, the Drimmen also plays a pivotal role in an 18th century poem. Matt English Hayden again.
In Drimmen Down Dealish, she's the brown white back cow. The choice is cow, as Dealish means. And it was Ireland was depicted as the Drimmen cow. And the boy, the herder that was supposed to be looking at her, was Bonnie Prince Charles. And it's a derogatory poem about him. And Drimmen Down Dealish, here's Conamo, Conown Tusan Eas, Cobby and Tusan Low. Beam Shin and Aquilt is my vocal and chorus. The dog she showed me shake shilling and oar. The most derogatory part is the last verse. Sassnig the life igmur the life ig shan rogue, three vugahe, three quilt, three dine o'clock and kyo. Of a shul maravaring and Drimmen Down Og.
I dispose of the English like a battered old shoe, then through hills and through bogs and through places of thorn is how I will guide you, my young Drimmen Dun. The breed has not just inspired a few lines of poetry, however. A Drimmen cow has also inspired her own line of gin.
I won't say I have the most discerning palate now, but will. You can tell me what I'm meant to be trying.
Yeah, so try it neat, first of all, and then I'm going to put a little bit of water in, because if you just shake it around and you can pick up some of the aromas. Well, what you're actually smelling is the botanicals we use in our gin, and that sort of coming fills up the whole space with lovely smells of cumin and cardamom and cinnamon and all the spices, botanicals we use in our gin. My name is Justin Green, and I am the distiller and co-owner of Bertha's Revenge Gin, and I own Ballyvolan House, which is where the distillery is located. And it's located very fittingly in an old cattle shed in the farmyard behind the main house. And we're making Bertha's Revenge small batch Irish milk gin. We were hunting around for an interesting name for our gin, and didn't take us long to hook up with Bertha, who's the world's oldest cow, and she lived in Blackwater Bridge in County Kerry near Sneem, and she died in 1993, aged 48, which is a remarkable age for a bovine, and she's in the Guinness Book of Records for being the world's oldest cow. And she also had a eye-bulging 39 calves during her lifetime, which is where the revenge comes in, because if you've given birth 39 times, you'd want to take revenge on something.
But what does the future hold for the breed and all those calves Bertha had? Matt English Hayden again.
Obviously, there's Hereford Prime and there's Angus schemes and things like that. Is there going to be something for the German, and would that be milk-focused or meat-focused? Do you know yet?
It will be both in the long term, but our first priority is simply to get numbers up and get the purity of the breed up. And once we have the numbers, then it's a critical mass. There's no point in having a market for something we can't supply. And once we have the numbers, then we will be able to supply it. But the problem is a lot of the breeders don't want to sell the purer ones yet.
Yes, we'll get to that
yes,
stage.
Yes.
And that was Hannah Quinn Mulligan speaking to breeders of the Irish Drimmen, who are very keen, actually, to welcome new members and Drimmen enthusiasts to their society. And you can find more information on drimmencattlesociety.com.